listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott. Joined today by Taylor Hatton, a neonatal nurse practitioner with Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We're talking about protecting your baby from group B strep during pregnancy and childbirth, and it's something that you might not even be aware of, but if you're pregnant, it is very important to get this test done, to be tested for, it's a common bacteria, it's called group B strep, and you need to be tested before delivering baby, because if you're not, you could inadvertently have strep B, not even know it, and pass it along to your baby during childbirth. And so you're gonna break it all down. You're gonna help us understand what this even means. Of course, reiterating the fact that it's so important, you know, to keep up with your prenatal visits because of things like this. And then talking about the test, how you go about it, what that looks like, and what you need to know if you do happen to test positive for the strep B. So we appreciate your time. I actually did, with my last pregnancy with my son, tested positive for strep B. So just to let our listeners know that if it's happened to you, you're not the only one. It happens. I knew nothing about it, you know, going into my pregnancy and then learning about the test and getting tested. And then, lo and behold, I tested positive. So break it down for our listeners and just right off the bat, what is it? What is group B strep?
So group B strep is a very common bacteria. It's different than the strep that causes a sore throat or strep throat. This bacteria lives in the vaginal area and the rectal area in women. And men as well. But it's a very common bacteria, and you can have it at any point during your pregnancy. You can test positive at one point and test negative at a different point. So that's why it's really important for women to be screened for GBS closer to the end of their pregnancy to make sure that if a mom does have GBS, that we can make sure that we're identifying her, treating her, and then evaluating the baby closely for infection following birth.
Because right off the bat, when you talk about it or you hear about it, you think, oh no, I've tested positive for whatever that is. And you think that's a scary thing.
It's not a sexually transmitted infection. So it's not something to be ashamed of. It's just some people have it, some people don't. About 1 in 5 women do have GBS bacteria in this area. And so it really is common, and it's something that we're used to identifying in our pregnant moms.
And then like you said, you could test negative for it at one point, positive at an X. And then one of the questions I had after testing positive for it as well was, what about the next time? What if I get pregnant again, or when I get pregnant again, am I going to test positive again?
And you could. It just, the bacteria can kind of come and go in the GI tract or the gastrointestinal tract or in the vaginal area. So it's very common that you could test positive one time, negative the next, and vice versa. So it's not something, it's something that you can always be a carrier of, but it can be detected in those areas at different times. Mm-hmm. But that's the importance of knowing if the bacteria is present around the time that you're delivering the baby. Because when moms have this bacteria, and when her water breaks, there's a chance that that bacteria can travel to the newborn or before the baby's born and expose the newborn to this bacteria. And that's what we're trying to decrease, is the baby's exposure to this bacteria during labor and delivery.
And you can do that respectively easily as long as everyone knows that there is that positive test of it.
Right. So there's a national standard because GBS infection can be so dangerous to a newborn baby. It can cause blood infections, lung infections, and even meningitis, which is an infection in the fluid that surrounds the baby's brain and spinal cord. So we want to identify those babies that are at highest risk of developing a GBS infection. So there's actually a national standard, that requires or recommends all pregnant women be screened for GBS, that they get adequately treated during the labor and delivery process, and that the baby gets further monitoring for a GBS infection and may need some labs drawn, might just be monitored a little bit more closely, and may even need antibiotics as well if the baby is symptomatic at birth.
And that's, I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to keep up to, you know, up to speed with your prenatal visits and, you know, make sure that, you know, you're asking these questions, understanding what this even is.
Right. The outcome can be very bad for the baby if we don't identify and treat moms appropriately, but it's something that we can easily do. The more information we have about mom at the time of her delivery, the best case for her as well as her baby. And this is something that is a very quick and easy test that helps us provide the best care for the baby.
And so like you said, this is respectively common to test positive. You said like 1 in 5 can test positive. So what do we need to know then going into our prenatals or going into our visits with our doctor, you know, about the test and what we need to do?
So your doctor, when you go to your prenatal visits, your doctor, when you're about 36 weeks gestation, will recommend that you get swabs. They just do a swab in the vaginal and rectal area. They send the swab to the lab, and within 1 to 2 days, they have the result back on whether or not GBS bacteria was detected in that area. And then there's really nothing you do until the time of your labor. Moms who test positive, they will get IV antibiotics. And that's just to decrease the amount of bacteria in that area to decrease the risk of exposure to the baby while in labor. We will generally like moms to receive a couple doses of antibiotics prior to delivery, but you know that doesn't always happen because sometimes moms come in and deliver quickly. And in those cases that we might send some labs on the baby just to make sure that we're identifying an infection as early as possible to make sure that we're treating the baby for the best outcome. Sometimes the test can be done a little bit earlier. We try to do it, like I said, about 36 weeks and above. So we're testing mom as close to delivery as possible to have the test result back. But sometimes if moms have a history of preterm labor or having some concerns for a preterm delivery, sometimes they'll do the test earlier than 36 weeks just so we know that result before the baby is born. Because preterm babies are at even a higher risk of being infected with GBS just because their immune systems are a little bit premature as well. So it's something that we really want to know. We, in the newborn, in the well baby nursery, in the newborn ICUs, this is a question we always want to know is what's mom's GBS status to make sure that we're treating the baby and providing the best care that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important information for, you know, mom to know as she's maybe doing her pre-check at the hospital. You know, if she's pre-checking in and doing all of her paperwork prior to whenever that delivery day may show up, you know, this information to have to give so that it's all in there whenever mom shows up to deliver, that, you know, that the provider in the hospital has all that information already.
Well, it is one of those things. Moms usually know whether or not they want to breastfeed, whether or not they want an epidural, and whether or not they're GBS positive. So it's one of the key points of what to know when you're going into the hospital to have your baby.
Yeah, absolutely. I can attest to that for sure. And really, you know, what you're saying too is, as long as, you know, you are staying up with your prenatal visits and you are aware of, you know, whether you have tested positive or not, it's nothing to be worried about in the sense of being afraid or anything like that. I mean, you talk about, of course, keeping that close eye and that close monitor on mom and baby during all of it. But, you know, as long as everyone's aware, it's very well controlled.
Right. If we know if mom is GBS positive or negative, then we know how to provide care for her and provide care for her baby. But if a mom happens to go into labor and we don't have that test, we just take extra precautions. So if you don't have, for some reason you didn't get the test, or you went into spontaneous labor and you weren't able to have it done yet, it's nothing to be concerned about. It just gives us, the more information we know ahead of time, the more appropriate care we can provide, because we don't want to expose newborns to antibiotics unnecessarily. So that's our overall goal, is to identify those babies that are at higher risk, and treat them and monitor them as needed. So this is just one more piece of information to make sure that we're able to do that without over-treating babies that don't need to be treated.
Yeah.
But either way, we'll make sure that the baby and mom are well taken care of in the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time talking us through, what that looks like, and the Group B strep and the test and the care thereafter. We so appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, thank you for the opportunity.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast, talking today with Taylor Hatton, nurse practitioner with Intermountain Healthcare, about protecting your baby from Group B strep during pregnancy and childbirth.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.